This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Black farmers want to reopen a civil rights lawsuit that granted them more than $2 billion as settlement for racial discrimination. In 1999, a federal judge ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture to pay black farmers for past discrimination in denying farm loans. It was the largest civil rights settlement in U.S. history. 5 years later, reports show that more than three-quarters of the farmers seeking the settlement were turned down. Meanwhile, black farmers have now filed a second lawsuit. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Black farmers say the evidence is overwhelming, that the Department of Agriculture not only discriminated against them by failing to grant them loans in the 1980s and 90s, but that the government has also discriminated against them a second time by failing to properly settle the lawsuit. Donald Kennard is one of thousands who filed to be part of the lawsuit in 1999, along with his brother Steve. They farmed together near Starkville, Mississippi. Steve got paid a $50,000 settlement. Don did not.
Well, we said, how could that be? How could this be? We were required to farm together. He had a tractor. I had to get the combine. That's the only way we could farm, any. But now when the payment come out, it just racism at its best, you know. It's racism at its best.
Groups representing black farmers say there are hundreds of cases like Donald Kennard's where decisions were arbitrary. The Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association, known as BFAA, has gathered evidence that shows thousands were denied entry into the lawsuit and that after 5 years, thousands of other cases still have not been decided, including many in Mississippi, where there are more black farmers than in any other state.
Hey, y'all come right here and sign in, please. Name, address, and phone numbers.
In Greenwood, Mississippi, hundreds of farmers and their heirs filled bleachers and folding chairs at a meeting this month in the LaFleur County Civic Center. They came to find out how they could be included in the settlement. First, they prayed.
Oh God, we come right now telling you thank you for what you've already done for us. We thank you for the blessings that we now enjoy. And then, oh God, since you are our future holder, we tell you thank you for what we're going to do.
Then Thomas Burrell with the BFAA told this eager audience how their right to due process was violated when they were not notified that they could apply for the money that was part of this settlement.
Imagine they put it on a freight train, and that train left Washington, tipped on down through Virginia where black folk were, South Carolina, eased on through North Carolina and Georgia, tipped down into Florida, back up through Alabama and Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, saw Tennessee, went back to Washington, never blew his horn, never tooted his whistle, and never flashed his lights. They didn't notify you. All of this money was made available for us, and for the most part, we didn't even know it.
According to a nonprofit think tank, the Environmental Working Group, 64,000 black farmers had their claims denied solely because they filed late. After the meeting, the farmers left with questionnaires and petitions so they can write about what happened to them, why they did not file, or why the USDA said they were denied. Burrell hopes these people and others across the country will give them the evidence he needs to convince the federal judge and perhaps Congress to take further action to resolve these claims. Most were grateful to get this information, including LaSonia Drake. Her father-in-law is still a farmer.
He was eligible to get the financial assistance, but he wasn't aware of it. So we're going to have to file to see how does it go from there.
For others who did file, it's been a long wait. Hal Williams farmed in the Starkville area on land he rented. He's just received a letter from the court monitor telling him that he may have to wait until 2007 for officials to decide his case.
Be honest with you, I don't believe they're going to pay off any more money. That's my opinion about it. Now, they might, but I done went to about six or seven meetings they had, and they just talk, and that's it.
The Department of Agriculture would not comment for this story. A spokesman did say that the agency has put changes in place in county loan offices across the country and set up a minority farm register. a congressional committee has held two hearings on the matter. And in September, yet another racial discrimination lawsuit was filed on behalf of farmers against the USDA, this one seeking $20.5 billion in damages. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.